We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs, or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees, or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
Josh, before we even get into this game, can you just explain to me how you're feeling right now to get out of this series and into the next round?
Man, we feel great, man. Obviously, this is a tough team. Teams were ducking them for a reason. We knew it would be a tough series. So coming into a tough place like this and getting a win and closing out the series, man, it means a lot.
That last three-point shot that you knocked down was huge to close this thing out. You guys were swinging the ball around. Coming out of that timeout, what were you looking for, and how did that work out?
We knew they were going to be blitzing. So it was JB get the ball out of his hands quick and come right back on a dribble handoff. And if they blitz again, we got to make a play. And, you know, I missed a big free throw last game to, you know, probably would have ended the series. I said I'll be better, so that's what I do.
Speaking of Jalen Brunson, another 40-point game. I mean, with the way that they were focused on him defensively, what can you say about what he's been able to do for this series?
Can't say enough. He had 40. He had, 12 assists. He was making the right plays. We need him to be aggressive. Like I said, he's our engine, and we just got to keep feeding off that.
Thanks, Josh.
Mark Hamm, what's going on, Mark? Thanks, John and Benji, for letting out the noises at the end. I couldn't since my family's still asleep at 5:40 a.m. I don't know where you are, but shout out for watching. Apparently, we have almost 5,000 people watching live. It's 2 in the morning. The Knicks fan base, by the way, Knicks fan base, best fan base in all sports. I closed my office door and I didn't give a shit. You know, I don't know if I woke up my wife. She hasn't texted me, didn't text me. So we'll see. Here we go. Oh, we got a super chat coming up from the brother of our producer, Kevin. Debo. Thank you, Debo, for the generosity. Really, seriously. And your brother's been like a godsend. My Lord. Shout out to the KFS crew for being the best in the biz. True grit. The 2024 Knicks. There's toughness to this team with JB and Tibbs leading the charge. We don't back down from any smoke. Why not now? Enjoy Cancun, Joel. I did appreciate that, the Barkley one. Send Joel to Galveston. Nah, he earned the trip to Cancun. He earned the trip to Cancun, in fairness. Toughest, grittiest team I've ever seen. The only team that compares is the 99 squad. And the 99, look, the 99 squad was special. Don't get me wrong. The 99 squad was special. The 99 squad will always hold a place in my heart. But that's the only team that is in competition with this one for like most special Knick team to me personally. I think you know, it's a different sport now. It's a different sport. You know, being gritty in 1999 and being like, we're going to get down in the muck and we're going to do whatever it takes to beat you. Guess what? It's slightly less impressive because like half the league did that. You know, like that's what the league was. Like you go up and look at any score of any game and you're probably going to see something like, 82 to 75. Now, to play like the Knicks play and to have the resilience that the Knicks do, it's a lot more rare. So I think they do deserve a little bit more credit. Thank you, Debo. Appreciate you always watching to follow along. Thank you for the super chat. Hush Zoo, JB killed all of Nurse's schemes. Eat that, loser. Ha! So Jalen Brunson, last four games of the playoffs, 41.8 points. Shot 49.2% from the field. Hit 35.3 of his 8.5 three-point attempts per game. That 8.5 number is tied for seventh in the league. Dished 10.3 assists. That 10.3 number is second over the last four playoff games. Only to Nikola Jokic. He is followed by, over the last, again, just the last four games, Luka Doncic, LeBron James, Tyrese Halliburton, and James Harden. This is the company that he is keeping. I've run out of words for Jalen Brunson. Most important thing to happen to the franchise since Patrick Ewing. That's all there is. Thank you, Hush. Alfie Greco. What's going on, Alfie? If you're heading to Cancun this time of year, watch out for flopping, cheap shots, and a whole lot of crying. Let's go, Knicks. Amen to that. Woo! Thank you, Alfie. Jacob Slavin. What's going on, Jacob? I want everyone who said JB isn't a 1A, I want their head on a pike. That's a little harsh, but probably deserved. Hats off to Maxi and no one else. This team is the stuff of legends. Welcome to the Jalen Brunson era. Yeah. Hats off to Maxi. Guy had a great series. I just said Jalen Brunson over the last four playoff games. First in scoring, Maxi seventh. Joel Embiid second, by the way. Again, only over the last four games. If we take out the last four games thing, Joel Embiid second, Maxi sixth. Those guys were such a bear. And Maxi, by the way, for the series, averaged 30 points, shot 48% from the field, 40% from three, 89% from the line. Damn near had 30 points a game on 50-40-90 for the series. I mean, the guy was incredible. Incredible. Thank you, Jacob. Brando, what's going on, Brando? I love this team in all caps, as it should be. Everyone had their moments, and that's what makes it special. Bring on Indy. GMAC, I need to see a shot of Maker's Mark, please. I don't know if you're getting one right now, but he may have to do a shot soon, or at least get up here, because I need a pee break 2.5 hours in. Not yet. I'm good for a bit. Thank you, Brando. Robert W. Cross. Robert W. Cross is probably pretty happy tonight, if I had to guess. Happy belated 51st birthday again. They will not end the season with 53 wins. How you doing? It's your boy, John. I am certain the Knicks were supposed to win this series. We will be proven this year. Are you talking about the series they just won? Because I think they just proved that. We'll see how many more series they win. I think they have a great chance to win this series. Be tough, though. Be tough. Thanks, Robert. Brad Schenker, what's going on, Brad? What a series. You either win or you learn. Brunson trusted Hart, learned from last year in Miami. This fucking team. Yes, he did trust. You know, and I think we just... Hold on. I know, I'm bouncing around. My default is always to go to the stats because I feel like sometimes stats tell you a lot. And I'm going to say, so last year in the playoffs, Jalen Brunson averaged 5.6 assists per game in the playoffs, 2.1 turnovers. This year so far in the playoffs, nine assists in the playoffs, 2.8 turnovers. So the turnovers turnovers went up a little bit, 2.1 to 2.8. But for the assists to jump 5.6 to nine times with no Julius Randle, think about that, right? Like, how many more assists would Jalen Brunson have had if he had Julius Randle to dish to in this series? You know, he absolutely learned. And he keeps growing by leaps and bounds. What a player. What a player. Thank you, Brad. D-Zilla, I effing love this team. I effing love KFS. Let's celebrate Joe playoff L's. Embiid is dead. Let's freaking go. I believe it's his first round exit since the bubble. Pretty sure. It's a tough beat for him. I mean, he had a rough year. But I bet the Sixers thought, hey, great matchup. We got the Knicks in the first round. We don't know if that we avoid Giannis. We avoid the Celtics. Thank you, D-Zilla. Oh my goodness gracious, what is happening? What are people doing? Guys, your patronage is like, man, Michael Gardner. Michael, I feel bad. The name is not ringing a bell. Thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you. Let's go, Knicks. What a series. Macri, you look like a new man since the halftime stream. We took down the first fraud, Embiid. Now on to fraudulent Halliburton. Yeah. So the halftime stream, Michael, thank you so much. And the fact that you watched the halftime stream means you're a newsletter subscriber. And I want to thank you for that. And I love doing these post games. I love doing the pods, watch alongs, everything I do. The people who read my newsletter every day, and if you want to go subscribe Knicks Film School on Substack. Like, and actually take the time to read the drivel that I pump out day after day. You have my undying thanks. Cause you know, nobody reads anymore. And if you can read, and if you want to read, a lot of stuff out there that you could select from. So, thank you for that, Michael. And thank you for tuning into the halftime Zoom. Yeah. I mean, I didn't feel great. You know, I felt despondent. It was a 3-point or 4-point advantage that felt like a 14-point advantage for Philly based on how the game was going. And like, it wasn't totally off base because like Philly came out, like the Knicks came out. Here's like, let's say this. We haven't talked a lot about the beginning of the third quarter. Knicks came out at the beginning of the third quarter. I know the lead went from a 4-point deficit to a 10-point deficit. They came out and made some plays in that third quarter, at the beginning of the third quarter, and they made some shots. Like, so Embiid made 2 threes at the start of the third quarter, but there was an OG steal and a hard finish. There was a Brunson three on a filthy of his, maybe his filthiest move of the night to get open for that three. And then the Hart and one. Made it 62-61. Yes, then Philly went on their run, but like the Knicks, and there was a JB and one, or should have been and one, but he missed the free throw. Clean up the free throw shooting, guys. I know they made him one to count it tonight, but clean up the free throw shooting, guys. They needed to come out with that effort at the top of the third quarter, and that. But even then, I'm not gonna lie. Like I can't lie because I was live. Y'all saw how, or if anybody was watching, saw how I was reacting to the third quarter. I had no faith that it was going to be enough. When they went down by 10, I was like, all right, here it comes. And then they chipped away. And then I think late in the third, when they tied it up late in the third, maybe it was actually that tying bucket, which was OG, I believe. Yeah, OG. After the hard offensive rebound, by the way. Josh Hart. When they tied it going into the fourth, I'm like, man, there's a part of me that thinks they're just setting us up for another heartbreak. But there's a part of me that thinks, come on, guys, 12 minutes. Do you have 12 minutes in you? And they did. They freaking did. I don't know how. I don't know where they got it from. They had 12 minutes in. Michael, thank you so much for the generosity. Truly, I'm always blown away by this stuff, but thank you.
And on that note,
you let me pee?
Yeah, you could go pee. Kevin, if you would like to go ahead and take a breather, you can. Thank you to the 4,700 people still watching live with us. Look, they already did the scoreboard. I just want to give a shout out to the fine folks at T-Squared Social that hosted an impromptu watch party for us tonight. The cool thing about the relationship we have built with T-Squared is that they're like run by a bunch of Knicks fans. And shout out to Daniel, who hit us up back in December, and the great partnership. We were 3-0 in the playoffs, 3-0 in that series. So you're welcome, Knicks fans. I can tell you already now, we'll be there for game one against the Pacers on Monday night. So if you want to join us, please do. And shout out to everybody that came. John just mentioned how special it was to the generous contributions, obviously, in the Super Chat. But when people come up and say they love the show and everything that we do, we're nothing without all of you listening and watching. So I'll just echo that sentiment to everybody that came up tonight. And we had someone coming from Ireland, like literally from Ireland. They didn't come just for the watch party. They're here for a week. But it was he went to game five. And like obviously saw a loss, but it was his first time at MSG. And I was just like, I really hope they get this win for you tonight, so you leave here with a Knicks W at your first KFS watch party. So shout out to him and to everybody else that stopped by the watch party tonight. And if you're in the New York City area and you want to join us at T-Squared on Sunday, please do. Or excuse me, on Monday for game one between the Knicks and the Pacers. Please do. We'd greatly appreciate it. It's a pretty heavy bladder there, guys. John is back. Here we go.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
How are we doing?
I'm starting to plan for the next 4 days is what we're doing. Well, so far it's official and announced. We announced the watch party for Monday night at T-Squared.
That's awesome. Shout out T-Squared. Shout out to everybody who showed out. All the Knicks fans who are going to continue to show out. I want to get Caitlin Cooper and Benji Ritholtz together.
It's the first message I sent. Don't worry. Like that is part two. Don't worry.
Everybody out there who's watching that is also on Twitter, tag Caitlin Cooper and say, Jonathan Macri is so desperate to have your insight on this series. And here's the tough part. One of us is going to have to, I don't want the Knicks to lose, but I also feel like one of these teams is going to have to lose, you know? And then she's just the best that there is doing this. Yeah. So.
She's going to be brilliant regardless of how bad the Knicks beat.
But I don't want her to be disappointed because she's like, other than the people on our team, she's the person out there creating content that I think the highest of in the NBA world. So
I hope she does very quality comment on four losses by the Patriots in the next round. She'll break them down with her quality look. Look, I put them together when they played each other back in February.
I know.
The works. That is the plan. There is a Sabbath that has to be accounted for, but believe me, the first message I sent was to Caitlin to try and set that up.
Anything you can give us, Caitlin. I need you part of this. We need to do this together. We're in this together. Mm-hmm.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Knicks fans? You know, the other day I was talking to two girls who were telling me how into foreplay they are and how they wish they had more single guys to do it with. No, not that foreplay. We're not looking to get teed up on the pod. I'm talking F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y foreplay. It's an app where single friends team up and double date other single friends. It's a more fun, lower pressure, and safer way to meet new people, which is exactly why single girls love it. In fact, they love it so much that they make up the majority of teams on the app, as in a 3-to-1 ratio in your favor. Back when I was single, I would have definitely loved this. Look, we all know everything is better with a friend. Just ask Josh and Jalen, even if Brunson won't admit it. And with foreplay, you don't have to sacrifice bromance for romance, because it's a chance to enjoy a night out with a buddy while meeting two new people in a more social environment without any expectation. And the icing on the cake, it's totally free. All right, it's game time. So head over to the App Store now and download foreplay, F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y, and get ready for a little 2-on-2 pickup.
Sam Garcia's dad. What's up, Ray? How you doing, man? That is my mother effing team. That is my mother effing superstar. You got that right. Dude almost had 40 points in 4 straight games. I'm sure it's been tweeted already, but when's the last time a Nick had 40 points in 3 straight playoff games? Has it ever happened? I haven't had time to look it up. Maybe Andrew could look that up. Thanks, Ray. Yeah, Andrew's saying maybe Bernard. Jamal Murray had 40 in 3 straight games. Yeah, I want to know when the last time a Nick did it in 3 straight games. That'd be interesting. Thanks, Kev, for that, though. Jonathan Hernandez, what's going on, Jonathan? There was a timeout in the third. Joel goes to shoot a practice 3. JB tries to block it, obviously couldn't, and just grabs the rim so it didn't go in. I laughed and said, JB won't let us lose this game. Let's freaking go, Knicks. Jonathan, I don't know if that's an observation that you witnessed being there in person, or that's something you saw on TV. I didn't notice it myself. great call. Great. Absolutely great call. Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate the generosity here. Brando, what an amazing series. It kind of makes me want to rank like all-time Knicks series that I've witnessed, which again only starts in 93-94. There were so many great series in the 90s. There were so many great series in the 90s. This is up there with any of them, though. It's up there with any of them. It has to be. How we felt. Like every game. Think about this. Like game one and game three were the most comfortable game. Game three was probably the most comfortable game for either team, because like the Knicks never got it to within 8. They never got it to within more than 8. The Sixers had that. Like that third quarter onslaught was very real and very spectacular. We just never cut it. Other than that game, though, like game one, the hard threes down to the wire. Game two, needless to say. Game four, needless to say. And then tonight, came down to the last shot, literally. Thanks, Brando. Mark Sable, what's going on, Mark? How are you, man? Wearing my now lucky KFS Why Not Now shirt. Heart still beating out of my chest, but the biggest heart belongs to this team. Love them, love our fans, and love you guys. Hashtag let's freaking go. I love it. Mark, you've been a great fan for a long time, big supporter of us for a long time. I think the shirt, right? Here it is. Oh, hold on. That's not a good view. Not giving a good view. There we go. Why not now? Right there. I've put it on my chair. That's my good luck charm, I guess. But I may take it off and wear it for like game one of the Pacers. Big game one at the Garden. Monday night.
You know, it's a big game. Win game one at home. I mean, game one at home. Big. If you believe in history, Knicks have never won a series in which they lost game one at home. So you want to keep advancing? You want to keep playing in the playoffs? Be a good idea to win that game. Thank you, Mark. Re-Knicks. What's going on, Re-Knicks? Can't spell Philly without back-to-back L's. The funny thing is they only got back-to-back losses in the series in games one and two, but you could argue that that's... I mean, look. Be curious what this series is remembered for, and I think it may be remembered differently outside of New York than with us. I do think it will be remembered for its overall greatness as opposed to just the game two ending. That said, I think when people refer back, like if there's a basketball podcast, I don't know if podcasts are still going to be a thing that happens 20 years from now, but if someone 20 years from now is referring back to this series on like a podcast or TV or whatever, they'll be like, oh yeah, that crazy Knicks Sixers series, you know, the one that had the crazy game two ending. Like that's I think that'll be the first thing that comes up. But yeah, I mean, whatever. Thanks to GMAC for getting this stat. Bernard had 46, 46, 41, and 44 in the 84 series versus the Pistons. So Jalen Brunson will have to get 40 points in game one against Indy to equal that. And speaking of stats, we can go to the next super chat. Jay Berg, that Mitch physical fronting in the post with Embiid changed the game. You're on the same page with Benji there. So great minds think alike. Huge momentum swing that got Embiid off his game. This effing team gets some. On that note, I'll save it. I'll save it for when someone says something about Jalen Brunson. Thank you, Jay Berg. Appreciate that. Sam Garcia, Brunson Hart 2024. I'd vote for him. All right, now I'll read the stat because it was a Brunson comment. Jalen Brunson's the third player in NBA history with four consecutive playoff games of 35 plus points and 5 plus assists in a single postseason. The players he joins: LeBron James, Michael Jordan. I will say those names again in case you may have missed them. Michael Jordan, LeBron James. Four consecutive playoff games, 35-5. How you doing? That's where we are. That's what's going on here. Claudio Santos, what's going on, Claudio? There's not one single player in this rotation that I do not love. Why not now? Thank you for that. Even Bogey, I was really coming around on Bogey. Who would you not love? Who would you not love? Like, every one of these guys has so thoroughly endeared themselves to Knicks fans. Like, I wouldn't even know how to rank them. Like, yeah, Brunson's one. Okay, great. Brunson's one. After that, what's your order after that between Hartenstein, Mitch, Deuce, Devo, Hart, and OG? I bet you OG's probably like would come on the bottom half of those six guys. Oh, Precious too. I should throw Precious in there too for most people because he's like a robot, you know, sent from the future to destroy your offense. And yet, after Brunson, OG is maybe the second most important player on the team. You know, but he hasn't, like, these other guys have had so many moments where they've given us moments where they, like, we fall in love with them as like assertively, like Hart, obviously. But then like Deuce has been here. Mitch is the longest tenured Nick, and like Hartenstein has been through it. And DiVincenzo in just 1 year has given us so much. OG is like still, he's like so stoic, you know? Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. Thanks, Claudio. Barbara, what's going on, Barbara? And the casual said the OG trade was bad. New York Knicks. Listen, smart basketball people, they knew. They knew right away. I'm not saying that because I thought that I'm not a smart basketball person, but like people who I respect were like, yeah, this is a home run. Thanks, Barbara. Hush Zoo with another one. This team just doesn't die. Grit, 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 grit.
You should have gone for the head.
Snap. Yeah. Oh, well, too bad for Philly. Should have won game two. What can you say? Thanks, Hush. Johnny Hirsch, it's been a while. Johnny, my goodness gracious. People save these things up. I have to get more mentally prepared for these. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a win, fellas. After being at game five and wanting to cry, you weren't the only one. I think I almost broke down a few times on the post game. Go back and rewatch it. This feels magical. Thanks for all of your hard work all year long, guys. I'm always right there with you listening on Spotify and so appreciative. On to Indy. What a gritty, tough team. Man, all the people that carry us with them for it throughout their day. You know, it's funny you say that. Today I had not like time to kill, but like I had time where I was like, it was podcast time. It was good podcast time, whether I was like, I was folding the laundry today, doing the dishes, preparing my kids' dinners. This is my wife's late day at the office. And I was like looking for pods, and I had like, I'd listened to a lot of the pods that were on my feed. Like having a podcast that you're like, it's your go-to pod and you feel good about it. Like it's a big deal in like society in 2024. So for anybody out there, Johnny, it sounds like you may be one of these people who, you know, makes us part of their like daily regimen, and like we're the pod that you turn on when you just like want to listen to something that's comfort food. Cause that's what pod, that's a great pod is comfort food, right? That's the biggest compliment that we could get, that we occupy that space for you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Johnny. And thank you, everybody watching. Rob DeLusma, JM Ben, and our man, Andrew. Who gives a shit how they did it? The Knicks will beat your ass. Much love, you beautiful people. Yeah, no, they, because they don't only do it in one way. They could beat you by scoring early, beat you by scoring late, beat you on the offensive glass, beat you by the three. One thing I do want to note, I had a magic number before the series. In which it was 16 threes, that when the Knicks made 16 threes, more or less, they didn't lose. Now tonight they fell a little bit short of that. They had 14, but they had a lot of them late, and they ended up shooting 45.2% from three for the game. And actually, if I'm really, I know I'm going off the rails here. So it was one of two numbers. It was if they hit at least 16 threes, I think, or if they shot a certain percentage that I'm looking up right now, and I filibustered for long enough. Here we go. Yeah. So in games this year where the Knicks hit at least 45% of their threes coming into this game, I don't believe they've done it. They had not. They did it in game one. So if you add in game one of this series, in games where the Knicks hit at least, actually, go one more. In games where the Knicks hit at least 44% of their threes this season, if you include game one of the playoffs and include tonight, they are now 15-1 if they hit at least 44% of their threes. So they hit that magic number tonight. The threes were big. Can't speak enough about those Brunson threes early in the or in the middle of the third quarter after he checked back into the game. And then obviously the hard three. Thank you, Rob. Austin Z, what's going on, Austin? We duck no smoke. We have no fear. Love Hart calling out teams for ducking the Sixers. Oh, did he do that? I didn't see that. I didn't catch that quote. I've been trying to, you know, I'm doing this, so I'm trying to pay attention to the matter at hand. If he called out teams for ducking the Sixers, that's awesome. And unsurprising. Totally unsurprising. Hart has ice in his veins. Dagger when it mattered most. Yeah, he's an all-time Nick. forget about Jalen Brunson being a top 10 Knick of all time. How about Josh Hart? Is Josh Hart already like a top 40 Knick? Yes. I think probably top 40. Feels 40, maybe 50, because he hasn't been here that long. You know, it feels like he's going to wind up like by the time Josh Hart is, because he's going to be here for as long as Brunson is here, because they have the podcast. It feels like by the time Josh Hart is done in New York, I would be actually fairly surprised if he's not like a top 25 all-time Knick. Let's say that. Incredible, incredible guy. We'd love to get him on the podcast. Thanks, Austin. Alfie Greco should have played B-ball Paul more. Hashtag easy matchup. Man, poor B-ball Paul. What are we going to do with B-ball Paul? Yeah, that's a tough look for our guy, B-ball Paul. B-ball Paul, by the way, over the course of this series. Here we go. Hold on. I'm pulling it up right now. We wanted the Knicks. We wanted the Knicks, B-ball Paul. Did you? Did you want the Knicks? Are you sure you wanted the Knicks? Well, in this series, you were a minus 44. The next worst Sixer, minus 18. The next, and that was Batum. The next worst Sixer after that, minus 9. So B-ball Paul, I think, should have to wear a negative 44 on a, like, as a medallion on a neck, on his necklace, for the rest of his life. I think that would be the appropriate punishment for B-ball Paul for invoking the basketball gods in a very negative way. Have a great summer, B-ball Paul. Thanks, Alfie. What do we got now? What are we doing? I don't see a super chat. Oh, there it is. Keith. Hey, Keith, my good buddy, Keith. There's a million things I want to say, but I'm just so effing proud of this team to be mentally tough enough to bounce back from the last game, then the 22-point lead, then down from 8, or then from 8 to the tie game. Resilient. I love that you got all that in there. There was the game. So I'm writing this down because I'm going to steal this from you when I eventually write a newsletter. So you had game 5. You had Sixers coming back from down 22, and then came back from down 8 and tied it. Like, you know, how many times can you get hit in the nuts and pop back up? A few, apparently. Because the Knicks, that's all they do. That's all they do. Get hit in the old cojones, and they're like, yeah, that's fine. We're good. We're fine. Thanks, Keith.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about our new sponsor, Unified. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Knicks Film School podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System. And if you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in the Big Apple or at hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Don't hesitate. Go to unifiedhealing.com/KFS to learn more and find a center near you. Again, that's unifiedhealing.com/KFS. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Alex, 54 wins. I don't have to kill Robert. You know, I think he was rooting for you to put him out of his misery. But no, we're happy we have Robert for another playoff series at the very least. Thanks, Alex. Flasta, what's going on, Flasta? It's 6 p.m. in Paris. I wish I was. It must be fun to be in Paris. Love a good croissant right now. That OG poster is going to the Louvre today. You know what I hate? And I don't know, it is off topic. I don't know if anybody else feels this way. not that there's many instances of this. If a guy has a massive dunk or a great finish or whatever, but it really a dunk, right? In a big moment, late in a close game, and they get fouled and they miss the free throw. Does it hinder the long-term enjoyment or long-term memory of the dunk because they missed the free throw in a game where, you know, even though they won the game, the missed free throw loomed large, and that missed free throw loomed large, as did, by the way, Jalen Brunson's missed free throw late. So it's not like OG was the only one, but it mattered. I don't know. It was still a cool dunk. It was still over Embiid. It was a great dunk. Great dunk. I'll say that. Great dunk. Thanks, Foster. Hush Zoo. Big Ragu, shut me up. Nova 3 will always own Philly. Where's the guy that said, what else? What does Dante DiVincenzo even do other than shoot threes? I want to hear from that guy. I forget who that was. That was awesome. Dude defended Tyrese Maxey like his job depended on it tonight. Thanks, Hush. Hannibal Miles, where would you rank the Sixers now on the list of all-time rivals? Ooh. I mean, this is really Andrew Claudio's department because he does the Mount Rushmore with everybody. They're not on the Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore is... Celtics, Heat, Pacers... Celtics, Heat, Pacers, Nets, in some order. After that, I mean, the Bulls, like, they, you know, the Bulls are there. Lakers are there. Lakers are there. Bulls are there. Are they seventh? I mean, it's a divisional rival. Yeah, maybe top 10, definitely. Maybe seventh, eighth, like that. Thanks, Hannibal. Oh my goodness gracious. What are you doing, John? John Schmilk. First of all, before I even read John Schmilk's comment, the NFL draft just happened. And if you're a Giant fan or you're just a football fan, I hope you were following John Schmilk's coverage of it, because there is nobody out there who covers a team in the NFL that covers that team more succinctly and with more verve and spirit and flavor and flair than John Schmilk covers the Giants. Obviously does, you know, pregame, postgame for the Giants. I got to shout out your Twitter account. Sorry. Go follow him. Just go follow him. If you like the Giants, if you like the Knicks, because he tweets about the Knicks too, at SCHMELK on Twitter. John's awesome, and I am very proud and happy to call him a friend. John, you're being ridiculous here, but I'm going to read your comment because you're being so ridiculous. Jalen Brunson is a superstar that carries the team with his immense skill, but so much of the team's character comes from the guys around him. They make some big plays, but they make all the little ones. Special group. Every one of the seven guys had a moment in this series. Can we extend it to eight, right? Let's extend it to eight because Precious. They don't win game four without Precious Achiuwa. So we could extend it to eight. It was eight guys. And I'm including Bogey too, right? Actually, hold on. So it's nine guys. It's actually nine. It was the seven that played tonight, plus Precious, plus Bogey. I don't think they win the series without the contributions that every one of those guys gave. I think what was bothering me about tonight, I know this was not the spirit of your comment, but it is what your comment made me think of. What was bothering me, and was really bothering Benji even more than me, is throughout the game, the offensive rebounds that we're giving up to Sixers not named Embiid was a killer, because those are the little things that you're talking about where they always get the little things, right? The Knicks, I'm fairly certain they finished as the best defensive rebounding team in the NBA. I'll just confirm that right now. Defensive rebound percentage is the... Actually, no, sorry. They were sixth. I mean, they're, so whatever. They were very good. right? They were the best overall rebounding team in the league, and they were the sixth best defensive rebounding team in the league. But the point is, like, you'll go a long time before you see a Knick team give up 16 offensive rebounds. And in fact, because I didn't close out the page, good job by me, they've only given up 16 offensive rebounds or more 8 times this entire season, and not at all in the playoffs. The most they had given up was 12 in the last game. So this is a literally like once in a 10 to 12 game thing where they will give up this many offensive rebounds. And I was so worried that that would be the thing that would be their undoing, especially when you had in the fourth quarter, I think that the Sixers had at least one putback in the fourth quarter, maybe two. And at the very least, they had some baskets that were generated after offensive rebounds. So, but, other than that, they did all the little things they had to do, which was really particularly meaningful coming off of the end of game five when they and really in the overtime, right? Because like, yeah, Mitch did the thing and Deuce didn't do the thing, and Josh Hart missed the free throw. But the overtime period is really where it started to unravel, where all of the things that like made the Knicks, you're like, man, guys, you're losing it. And it unnerved me because, to your point, John, we're so used to seeing them nail all that stuff all the time. Not 80% of the time, not 90% of the time, but like 98% of the time. And so when they didn't nail the small things, it's like, oh man, that was weird. And then as this game was going along, you're like, my goodness, they're tired. They're so exhausted. How are they going to do this? And it starts to impact your thinking in terms of, well, can they keep nailing all the little things if they're dead tired and they just don't have it in them? I'm going to get to the finish line here, which is what makes the win all that more impressive. Because, yeah, it gave up a couple offensive boards, but for the most part, from the middle of that third quarter to the end of the game, which team was doing all the little things? To your point. It's the Knicks. And they do more little. They do the little things more than any other team in the league, to be clear. John, you're a mensch. Thank you.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.